Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Miller Boy Monday, sponsored by Cardiac Calf. Drew and Dylan here.
That's us. How you doing? Tonight we want to break down one of our most recent songs, Secret Letters. It's a special one to us. Last week we talked about Big Bad Wolf, which is one of our favorites. This one's another one of those. It really hits home. We actually were writing it, starting to write it, and we were playing it in the studio when we were recording Big Bad Wolf, and Ryan was like, "Hey, what is that? We need to do something with that." And I was like, "Oh yeah." So that's a pretty good feeling as a songwriter. Anyway, it is a tough song, but
it's really heavy, but we needed to follow Big Bad Wolf with something that was not as, you know, in your faces that as Big Bad Wolf was, because that song was, it was just really epic. It was just up here.
How do you even follow that? Because it's incredible.
You can't top something like that. So we were like, well, let's not worry about topping Big Bad Wolf. Let's put that song out of our heads and let's do something different. And right. So we brought it down, really emotional, really special to us.
Yeah. So fun fact, I started writing this song in October of 2018, so last October, and actually sat here in this studio and I just chucked away at it, and it was a pretty emotional night just because of reliving memories from a certain situation that it was just tough, but I wanted to get through it, and I wanted this song to be something special.
Yeah, so I remember the night you called me up to your room, and you were like, "Hey, man, check out this song I have," and it was really good, and I was like, I see something there. Let's work on it." So you handed it off to me.
That tends to be our process of, I get as far as I can with the song, and then I hand it to the master. And Drew kind of helped bring the song from a perspective of someone else who's not us, someone who's older, and the song talks about having a wife and a kid, and clearly we haven't had that season of life yet. And so we kind of finished writing the song from the perspective of an older guy who lost his wife and son through a separation or divorce or something. So it's really a tough song. It's really easy to connect to because we've all experienced that loss in a sense, but it's a really tough one to sing.
Yeah, it is. And I didn't want to, I tried to be gracious with the fact that it was his song and it was a really special situation to him. And so I didn't want to go too far off the beaten path. So we just kind of embellished a little bit and put it in somebody else's POV.
So yeah, that's a little bit about the where the story comes from for Secret Letters. Do you want to start talking about the recording process?
Yeah, so actually this song was a lot easier to kind of go through the recording process than it was for, let's say, Big Bad Wolf. In fact, I'd say till date this has been the easiest song, just from conception all the way to recording, all the way to its release in the music video.
I write good songs. What can I say?
Oh, come on. Come on.
When we got to Ryan,
you
like
do write
Drew,
good songs.
Thank you. When we got to Ryan, like Drew said, it just seemed to be, it seemed to just come together relatively quick. We were trying something new with how the verses go, and it's something that we alluded to in a previous song. And that's a little bit of what I would call a rap or spoken word. And that's different for our style.
Yeah, I mean, we did it. Well, one of the other songs that we'll get to later on in the podcast is Work in Progress. And I do a little bit of a rap in that song. But, you know, I didn't know if that was going to be like some kind of staple for Cardiac Calf or not. And so when Dylan was like, "Hey, can you rap during these verses?" I said, you know, I mean, I'll give it a try, but we'll see how it goes. And it turned out to be one of our favorite parts of the song. And you know, it's not everybody's cup of tea, people that have been listening to us for a while. But I think it worked out.
So someone who wrote a blog review about the song even compared it to the 21 Pilots frontman and how he kind of raps through their lyrics. So that's a pretty cool comparison for me.
Yeah, that's quite a compliment, and I'll take that very, very much. So thank you.
When we began talking about the release of Big Bad Wolf, we wanted that song and every song after that to be consistent with branding. And so that meant developing sort of an album art concept. And so for Big Bad Wolf, of course, we have the paw print, and Secret Letters is cool because it is a baby handprint, which is very neat. And it wouldn't be what it is without the vision and design work of our album artist, Kyle Sunderland. She does an incredible job, and we can't wait for you to see what she just designed for our next single. So we want to give a big shout to her.
Yeah, she's very talented.
Absolutely. So that's just a quick recap on our song Secret Letters. If you haven't yet, check it out on Spotify, add it to some of your playlists. Subscribe to us on YouTube to see the lyric video that was made for it. That was done by our guitarist, Chris Spears. And he did a great job filming that and then putting the lyric video together with it.
We actually did it here at our house, and it's pretty cool. It's got like this 90s video type vibe, home movie.
Absolutely. It pictures the character when he comes home and the house is empty, and he's looking back on this, and at the end of it, he can't even sleep. It's just a restless sleep because he's just holding on to hope that what the song says is that maybe she'll find those secret letters. That's something that, who knows, maybe said girl will find those letters and life will go back to how it should. But who knows? More on that later.
Is there more on that later?
We'll see. Thank you guys for listening in to the second edition of Miller Boy Mondays. Next week we're coming to you with a breakdown of one of the first singles we released, and that's Killing Me Slowly.
Yeah, so as always, be sure to leave a comment. Let us know what you think about Secret Letters. Do you like it? Do you like the rap thing? Is that something we should continue to explore in the future? And as always, thank you, and we look forward to seeing you next week. Deuces.
Bye. Maybe one day you'll find secret letters on the back of our favorite pictures, but for right now, I feel like the weather. Cold days control my life now. I'm seeing our boy sleep, it's haunting my dreams. Waking up means you're gone, and it's no longer meant to be. I'm seeing you smile at the sound of his feet. The pitter patter, the laughter, it all stands out to me. I've asked myself for 2 years now, was it you, was it me, or was it something in the house that shouldn't be there? And it's not fair when you give me the world, 'cause you both were my world before you took it away.